I'd like to thank people for coming on a night where we have two possible historic things taking place outside of this building. There's the lunar eclipse that people are missing the opportunity of seeing, as well as the opportunity to see the Red Sox beat Babe Ruth's curse. So those of you that are committed enough to come out this evening, I'm really glad to have you here. Just a quick announcement that someone left their credit card at the book table. So anybody that purchased a book by credit card, you might want to check to make sure you've got it and you can pick it up on your way out. I'm Jane Bowie from People's Co-op Bookstore, and I'm a Vancouver School Trustee. And I'm pleased to welcome everyone to tonight's meeting with Linda McQuaig. The event is co-sponsored by People's Co-op Bookstore, a member-owned co-op that has been in business since 1945. The Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, BC, which provides research essential for those of us that are active in informed opposition and in putting forward an alternative vision. Stopwar.ca, a coalition of more than 160 organizations and individuals working to end war and occupation, as well as Random House Canada, Linda's publisher. We'll be selling copies of her book in the foyer following the event, and she'll be signing books up here at the front after the talk. Linda McQuaig is probably familiar to most of us here tonight. I don't think we can underestimate the role that she has played in making the politics of economic policy understandable and popular, whether through her television appearances, her newspaper columns, or her powerful best-selling books. In 1987, I read Behind Closed Doors, How the Rich Won Control of Canada's Tax System. It helped me understand, in a way which university economics courses hadn't, what was going on in the country's tax system, the massive transfer of wealth to the rich. I bought used and remaindered copies of the book whenever and wherever I found them for years after that, and gave them to friends and acquaintances. I still use certain passages from that book to describe the extraordinary inequality of wealth that exists in Canada. Linda's books are well documented and researched, and cause no end of frustration to right-wing pundits. Just Google Linda and you find a plethora of exasperated right-wing pundits frustrated by the force of her analysis and relegated to taking personal pot shots at her. Linda's other books include The Quick and the Dead, which took on free trade, Shooting the Hippo, an incisive attack on neoliberal fiscal policy. While her books often leave the reader angry about what they have learned, they don't seem to me to paralyze the reader. Instead, I believe they inspire the reader to action. Linda McQuaig's new book is It's the Crude, Dude, War, Big Oil, and the Fight for the Planet. The book is a timely exposé of the power wielded globally by Big Oil. As we are just days away from the U.S. election, many of us here tonight are here tonight to listen to Linda's comprehensive analysis of the role that Big Oil has played in the presidency of George W. Bush and the U.S. invasion of Iraq. However, the book goes beyond that war. It outlines chillingly the environmental disaster that awaits us if we continue to let a small group, the oil lobby, dictate the future of our planet. As Noam Chomsky has said, with a keen eye and grim wit, McQuaig's perceptive inquiry into the world's energy system strips away layer after layer of deceit, cynicism, racism, sordid manipulation, violence, and aggression in the dedicated effort to extract every possible ounce of profit and power in a race to the edge of disaster and beyond. It is an urgent wake-up call that should, that must be read and acted upon without delay. I could go on, because it's such an honor to introduce someone like Linda McQuigg, but I won't, because I'm aware that you're here tonight not to listen to me, but to listen to Linda. So without further ado, Linda McQuigg.